USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday morning, that's when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a vote will be on President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package.
It is so exciting, as you know, because of what it does. Vaccines in the arms of the American people, money in their pockets, children safely in school, workers safely back to work.
Pelosi not directly addressing why only 1% of the money will go towards vaccine distribution and less than 10% of the money will be on actual COVID relief. The bill is expected to pass with the Democrats holding a slim majority. The White House is making it clear now is not the time to come to the United States. Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying they're still digging their way out of the last immigration policy. Psaki also not saying how many migrant children are being detained at the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
TV ratings for the NBA All-Star Game hit a record low with only 6 million viewers across TNT and TBS. That's down almost 20% from last year. As record rainfall continues in Maui, a dam is overflowing.
If you've ever been to Maui, Hawaii, you know it rains a lot, especially in the higher elevations. It rains almost every day of the year. So when a dam is overflowed because of rain, you know it's a lot of rain. Maui County officials advise those who evacuated their homes in Haikou to escape flooding from the overflowed Kapakalua Dam on Monday not to return to the area until it's safe to do so. Maui Mayor Michael Victorino says heavy rains and flooding like this have not been seen for decades.
More resources are being pushed into this area right now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a real flooding situation we have not seen in a long time.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Reaction continuing to come in from the CDC's new guidelines regarding vaccinated Americans.
The CDC has released its guidelines for nearly 31 million Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. One of those recommendations would allow those who are fully vaccinated to meet with unvaccinated people who are at low risk of severe illness without masks or social distancing. Dr. Richard Besser says that could help encourage more people to get the shot. The former acting director of the CDC tells ABC News it would be a welcome step towards normalcy.
So if it's an individual who's at low risk of having serious illness, the CDC is saying you can be together. And so that opens the door for grandparents to meet with their children and their grandchildren and have that kind of contact. And I know for a lot of people, just that movement towards some semblance of normalcy will be a great emotional release. And I hope for some people who've been on the fence about getting vaccinated, it will encourage more people to do so.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And finally, the city of San Francisco was projected to have a $650 million budget deficit over the next 2 years. But the likely passage of the federal stimulus package, a nearly $2 trillion package set to the House on Tuesday, will inject about $600 million into the city's coffers over the next 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.